Well, good afternoon. It's great to be here. Coming down 75 was awesome. It was closed. Who knew? Dallas, traffic, and construction. So something I've been thinking about lately is approval, the word approval, and whether or not we, myself, are seeking the approval of others. Maybe it's the ideas we have, the conversations, the thoughts on the scriptures, on world events, whatever it may be. Do we seek the approval of others to fit in, to want to be liked, to want to be accepted? Or do we seek the approval of God? I've been asking myself that because honestly, I personally struggle with seeking the approval of others, of wanting to be liked, of wanting to fit in, whether it's at work, whether it's with my own family, not my wife. I'm pretty sure she approves of me and accepts me. But my brothers, my sister, my mom, you know, just people in general. Somebody said something to me at work the other day and it stuck with me. And he said, "You don't like it if someone doesn't like you. You work so hard for them to approve of you and to accept you." And I thought, wow, I didn't even really realize that about myself. So it got me thinking about something and whether or not am I truly seeking God's approval or the approval of man? I mean, we've got all these things now, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I will admit, I found myself scrolling through to see who has liked my post. I wonder why my brother didn't like that. I do it. But it expands to so many other areas in our life where we want to feel like what we think is okay. And especially living God's way of life, we want to know that it's approved, that it's okay, that we're accepted. But whose approval really truly matters? Turn with me to John 12. John 12, we'll start there in verse 42. John 12 and verse 42. "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Brethren, there is going to come a time when the praise of God will absolutely have to outweigh the praise of men, because we will be condemned, we will be shunned, we will probably be spit on, made fun of. And that's what I really got to thinking about. See, I read a lot of scriptures, I study the Bible, I read a lot of books, I read a lot of blogs, and I get these ideas about how I can fix me, about how I can fix the problems that I have in my life, how to be a better husband, a better father, a better friend, a better son, all these different things. And when you put it out there maybe, and you say something to somebody, and they may disagree with you, well then I'm like, well, do they not approve of me? Do they not approve of this idea? Am I crazy? Am I on the wrong path? What I'm saying is, we, myself included, maybe we should take a step back and say, it doesn't even matter. I need to be seeking the approval of God and God alone. Because we do not want to be in a situation where we praise men more than the praise of God, that we need that praise from those out in the world or our families or our friends, whatever the case may be. John 5 and verse 44, actually these two scriptures tie together very well. John 5 and verse 44. "How can you believe who receive honor from one another and do not seek the honor that comes from the only God?" That's what I've started asking myself. Honestly, I started this week. Because I just found myself thinking a lot about the things that I struggle with and wanting to fit in, wanting to be liked, wanting to feel okay. And I thought, For what reason, though? Why do I need that? When really, what I should be seeking is the approval of God and God alone. I find myself wanting the approval of those around me. I don't mean to, but it's just the way that I've been for so many years. You know, we start out as little kids growing up. We want the approval of our parents. We want to fit in at school once we start going. We want the approval of coaches, of other family members, whatever the case may be. It starts at a young age. You're doing good. You're doing all right. Everything's good. Everything's great. We look at our children as a reflection of us, not as a reflection of God. So if they misbehave, that's a reflection of my inability as a parent to properly manage and raise one of the most important people in the world to me, my own children, one of the biggest responsibilities. And so I seek the approval of those around me, because if you see that, hey, he's a great father because his children are perfect and they are so well-mannered and they do what they're supposed to, then that means you guys approve of me. But does that really matter? Because that's what John is talking about here. I'm seeking the approval of men versus the approval of God. Am I raising his children to honor him and to live his way of life and to obey his commandments and to be the absolute most that he can get out of them? When you seek the approval of others and not just God, it can create anxiety in your life. Of course, we have to do the best job we possibly can. But when all we are working for is someone else to tell us, good job, or you're doing all right, or whatever it is we are seeking, if we don't get it, then we begin to wonder, what's wrong with me? That's why the constant prayer and Bible study is so important. Because the further you get away from God, the less close you are, and the less comfort you feel. Because when we live God's way of life, and we're seeking him and him alone and seeking his approval, I've said it so many times, things just seem to fall in place. No, the struggles don't go away and the trials don't, because we know God's got to do those things to help grow and help mold us into what he wants us to be, to tear us down and to build us back up. But what aren't we doing? What aren't we doing? Do they not like about me? I don't know what I was thinking here, but we'll just throw that out. But all kinds of thoughts creep into your mind. I guess what I was trying to say is, what am I not doing that maybe someone thinks I should, so that then I get the thumbs up and I feel good about me? Galatians 1 verse 10. I'm actually going to read this out of the Good News Bible. Galatians 1 and verse 10, it's really interesting here, because if you do a little study on these scriptures here, I mean, we understand where Paul came from. And basically, the Pharisees were kind of telling him, well, it seems like you're changing your message now because you want to fit in. But he's like, the message has never changed. Ultimately, he's the one who changed. He said, does this sound as if I'm trying to win human approval? No, indeed. What I want is God's approval. Am I trying to be popular with people? If I were still trying to do so, I would not be a servant of Christ. That really hit me. Because I do want the approval of people. My boss, my mom, my wife. And I'm not saying that we just go around and I've heard it before, you know. Just, that's just the way I am. I just tell it like it is. That's not what I'm saying. We do want to be a kind, generous, loving person. But what I was saying is, if we're seeking the approval of God Almighty, we're going to be loving. We're going to be gentle. We're going to be peaceful. We're going to have the fruits of the Spirit. And when somebody doesn't agree with us, okay. Well, they don't agree. But I believe that I'm trying to live God's way of life, and that's what's most important. I had a talk with someone at the feast, and they said, you know, I've worked really hard to become oblivious to the things that people say around me. I thought, that's pretty good. I do it at home, My wife's like, do you not hear what I'm saying? What? Who's doing what? Turn the TV up, you mean? Get another beer? You can please some of the people all the time, and you can please all of the people some of the time, but you can't please all of the people all of the time. So seeking the approval of those around you is going to get you nowhere. Seeking the approval of God will hopefully in the end allow us to be a part of God's kingdom. And that's ultimately what we're striving for. I'm focusing today on letting go of seeking the approval of man and instead focusing on seeking God's approval and God's approval alone. In all we do, every second of every day, we spend seeking God's approval. No matter what the situation, finding what it is about us that we need to change so that we become pleasing in God's eyes in every step we take. You know, there's so many examples throughout the Bible of men of faith, women of faith, losing their way, taking a wrong step, doing something wrong, but always seeking God's approval and wanting to live God's way. Being off the wrong path, getting off the right, being on the wrong path, but ultimately seeking God's way of life. That's what I'm saying we have to strive for. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians 2 and verse 4. Instead, we always speak as God wants us to, because He has judged us worthy to be entrusted with the good news. Do we ever think about that? I mean, do I just come to church because it's what I've done for 43 years this month? Yes, it's my birthday. Not today. That was a joke. But we've been entrusted with the good news. We do not try to please people, but to please God, who tests our motives. In the New King James Version, it says, He tests our heart. Sometimes I do things and I don't know if they're what God wants. I really don't. In my heart, I think it's what He would want, whether it's serving at church or speaking or you know, helping somebody here or there or whatever. But the scripture made me think, God, search my heart and help me to know that I am doing it for the right reasons, not for the approval of men, but for the approval of You, so that I am setting a light and I am proclaiming Your gospel. The Believer's Bible had a great commentary on this. To Paul, the ministry was a sacred stewardship. He was the steward approved by God, and the gospel was the precious treasure that had been entrusted to him by God. His responsibility was to please God by the faithful proclamation of the message, no matter what man's reaction might be. It was clear to him that he couldn't please both God and man. So he chose to please God, who tests our heart and then rewards accordingly. That's saying it all. God tests our heart, and He alone knows our true intentions. When we seek the approval of those around us, we'll have it sometimes, and we'll have it not others. It's just the way it is. Some people will be jealous of you. Some people will think, what's wrong with that guy? You don't celebrate Christmas? What are your kids for Halloween? What are you for Halloween? What are you dressing up as? I said, I'm an IT guy. But when you seek the approval of men, sometimes you'll get it and sometimes you won't. But when we seek God's approval and God alone, we will know that we're on the right track. Because He and He alone knows our true intentions. Explaining to someone why you think what you think or do what you do will rarely change their view of what they think of you or what you believe. Going out into the street and telling people, hey, you're doing this wrong. This is the Sabbath. You should not be working. You should be in church. And what is wrong with you? That's not going to change anything. They're not going to be like, hey, we approve. This is great. Thank you. But living God's way of life and just truly reflecting his holy nature, everything about him, and people say, wow, that guy's pretty awesome. Or that girl seems to got it going. That's what we're striving for. So seeking the approval of those around us will leave you always wanting just a little bit more. But God, he knows your heart, and thus he knows your real intentions. He really does. That's the approval we need. That and that alone. I find that seeking the approval of others, of men, it leads to anxiety, to fear, fear of what they may be thinking, fear of what might happen. Am I doing a good enough job at work, or are they going to let me go? You know, one thing or another. It's just not worth it. So we have to let go of seeking the validation from those around us and seek only the approval of God. We will close in Romans 12. Romans 12. I read this morning and I'm like, that sums it all. That sums it up. Verse 1. I know it's sad that I'm about to end. Romans 12 and verse 1. I'm going to read it again from the good news. So then, my brothers and sisters, because of God's mercy to us, I appeal to you. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God, dedicated to his service and to pleasing him. This is the true worship that you should offer. Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. And then you will be able to know the will of God, what is good and is pleasing to him and is perfect.